Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello. Duty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Let's be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
Olmo didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Tyler.
Hey, Tyler, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Yeah, so I need your help figuring something out. I went home to Tennessee for Thanksgiving, spent the weekend with my family. I was supposed to come back Sunday night, but I rebooked at the last minute and got a flight Sunday morning instead. So I get back into town, and I want to surprise my girlfriend. So drove to her apartment, and when I get there, I noticed that there was this Jeep parked in her spot right in front of her door. And I was like, well, that's kind of weird. So I go up, knock on the door. She doesn't answer. And then I think, well, maybe she's at church or something. Then I notice her car is in the parking lot, too. So I call her, no answer. Text her, no answer. So I basically just went home, and then about an hour later, she calls me and is like, hey, I'm sorry, I just saw your text. I was in the shower. And I'm like, yeah, I was like, yeah, I was going to surprise you. And she goes, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't have my phone on me.
Okay, let me stop you right there. First of all, I couldn't understand like 20 minutes at later she calls, like if she was in the shower, but you said an hour?
Yeah, actually, it might have been a little longer than that.
Okay, all right. So she was in the shower.
I guess. I don't know. Anyway, I was like, yeah, I was going to surprise you. And she goes, oh, well, come over and surprise me now. So I go over there. The Jeep is gone. And so I asked her, I was like, well, you know, why aren't you parked in your normal spot? I saw some guy in a Jeep stole it earlier, you know, and she's like, oh, yeah, that was my cousin, Michelle. Remember I told you she was coming to stay with me for the weekend? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. So at that point, I sort of just let it go because she did tell me her cousin was coming over. But then, like, the more I kept thinking about it, the more I felt like it didn't look like something a girl would drive. And I'm not trying to stereotype or anything. It just didn't seem like something a girl would drive.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I used to drive a pickup truck. In fact, I've owned multiple pickup trucks with lift kits and
And Ashley is a woman, sort of, and she she drives big ass trucks.
I know, and it's not just because it was a Jeep. It was just, I don't know, like the whole thing with it being a Jeep and a lift kit and then her being home but not answering the door. I don't know.
So you just want to make sure that the vehicle was really her cousin's vehicle like she said it was.
Yeah.
Okay. So you said she lives in an apartment complex?
Yeah.
What's the name of the apartment complex?
Apartments over by First Colonial.
Okay. And you said she also has her own parking spot, correct?
Yeah, everybody gets one spot and then there's like visitor spots, but when I went there, the Jeep was in her spot and she parked in visitors parking.
Okay, so she could have extended that courtesy to her cousin then. So, all right, well, let's call her up here real quick. I have an idea that is definitely going to get you your answer, okay?
Okay, cool, thanks.
What is her name? You never told us your girlfriend's name.
Oh, yeah, it's Heather.
Heather, okay. Hang on a second. We're going to get her number from you, okay?
Okay.
So we are going to call the girlfriend. That would be Heather. And you want to do this one, right?
Yes.
This is going to sound better if you do it.
Okay.
Than if a guy does it.
Well, let's be honest.
So we're going to go with the fake car accident. Okay. Not accident.
Like
you nicked the car, the Jeep. You nicked the Jeep. That's what we decided we were going to go with. We're going to try that.
I nicked it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you nicked it. Exactly. So hopefully, and then she'll say, oh, it's my cousin's Jeep. And then you'll be like, oh, okay, great. Then we know.
Is this Heather?
Yes, it is. Can I ask who's calling?
Hi, Heather. My name's Ashley, and I live over at Apartments with you. And I feel really terrible about this, but I may have sort of like nicked the corner bumper on your Jeep this weekend. And I'm not sure, but I think I may have scraped some paint off of it. I was going to leave a note, but I was in such a hurry. So I called the office and they gave me your number. And I mean, I hope that's okay that they did that.
Yeah, that's okay. So what, you said it was this past weekend?
Yes, and I'm so sorry. I mean, I could give you all my insurance info right now. I could pay for any damage. I mean, I'd be happy to do it. It was
wait, hold on. Actually, that's not even my car. You said the black Jeep, right?
Yes, the black Jeep.
Okay, well, that vehicle belongs to someone else.
Oh. Jeez, okay. That sucks. You don't happen to know who it belongs to or how I could get a hold of them, do you?
I do, actually. Do you have a pen or something?
Yes, I do. Hang on 1 second. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, his name is Dave Gilmore.
Dave.
And you can reach him. Yep, you can reach him. Hang on a second. You can reach him at 804-4679.
Okay, great. I'm so sorry to bother you with all of this. I'm going to give him a call now. Thank you so much for all your help.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, so what do we know here? We know it's not the cousin's Jeep. She lied about that. And we have his phone number. So, honestly, Tyler, at this point, if you want, we can call this guy up and ask him what's going on. But that's completely up to you.
I would like to know what's going on here.
Okay. Do you think we could do the naked game? Like Scotty and the Buzz?
I don't know how you're going to do Scotty and the Buzz. I mean, Buzz is out collecting toys right now.
Well, I mean, we could just, like, skip his part, please.
Fine. Just do it.
Yes.
Get it over with.
Okay, Tyler, we're going to call this guy up.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Dave?
Yes, it is.
Dave, this is Scotty of the Buzz from your home for Classic Rock, K98 FM. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
We're awesome. So you don't know this, but we have a contestant on the line who has chosen you to be her partner in a game we like to play called
The Naked Game.
Now, would you like to play this morning and try to help her win a ton of great prizes?
I don't know. The Naked Game sounds pretty personal. What I got to do?
Actually, it's a very easy game to play. My co-host Brittany is going to explain the rules. Brittany?
Okay, Dave. So we have a mystery contestant on hold right now, and she swears that she is the last person who has seen you completely but naked. So in a minute, Scotty's going to ask you who is the last person to see you naked. And if you guess right, she wins.
Okay, so it's time to put up or shut up now. Dave, the question we have for you this morning is, who is the last person to see you completely naked? Not counting yourself, of course. So think carefully and give us your answer.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to go with Michelle.
Michelle, is that the right answer? No, that is not the right answer. What was the right answer, Brittany?
It was Heather.
Heather. Yeah, we had someone named Heather who said she was the last person to see you naked.
Heather? Heather who?
Heather, no. Do you know who that is?
I should hope so. I'm dating her cousin.
Oh, okay. So, all right, so you're dating her cousin. So when you answered Michelle, now who was that?
That's her cousin. But Heather is Michelle's cousin.
Okay, I got you. So, okay, wow. Oh. So I wonder why she would tell us that she was the last one to see you naked then.
I mean, they're cousins, so...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you saying that they're the type of cousins who like to share things?
Listen, I'm not saying anything about anything at this point.
Okay, Gotcha. All right, well, listen, thanks for playing the Naked Game with us, and sorry you weren't a winner.
Yeah, sorry, Heather.
Okay, Dave, you have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, all right, hold on a second. So, wait a minute. Okay, either we created a scenario that didn't happen, okay, and he just took the ball and ran with it, or
this guy's Thanksgiving leftovers included cold turkey and a hot cousin sandwich.
I don't think we made it up at all. I think that's what happened.
Okay, would you ever share a night with your cousin's boyfriend?
No, that's disgusting.
Okay, but that's my point. Why would you think that they did then?
Because they sound like disgusting people to me.
Wait a minute, you don't even know anything about them.
Trust me, I know enough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.